SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump says his court appearances will not stop him from campaigning in New Hampshire.
I go to a Biden witch hunt, and then I come here in the afternoon, and I stop, and we make speeches, and we get your votes and all that stuff. But nobody's ever had to do this before.
Mr. Trump says he'll campaign diligently in New Hampshire.
We love you. I'll be back here for a lot because we want to win this. We want to win this state.
The New Hampshire primary set for next Tuesday. That's the 23rd. More nasty weather this time. The Pacific Northwest today getting slammed with ice and freezing rain and could continue throughout much of the day. Parts of southwest Washington State and western Oregon, including the state's largest cities, Portland, Salem, and Eugene, all under an ice storm warning through the day. Also at SRNnews.com, the people behind a secretive Silicon Valley-backed ballot initiative to construct a new city on California farmland are releasing more details.
Project backers are submitting paperwork to ask voters on the November ballot to allow for urban uses of that farmland. The proposed development would include nearly 20,000 homes initially for 50,000 residents and could grow to 400,000 people. Critics do not like how California Forever secretly purchased land and say the investment could be used to bolster existing cities.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Federal judge has sided with the Biden administration and blocked JetBlue Airways from buying Spirit Airlines. U.S. District Judge William Young says the $3.8 billion deal would simply reduce competition. This is SRN News. Now about a little good news about America's families.
A new report from the Institute for Family Studies finds that 71% of children under the age of 18 are living with two parents these days. That's up from 67% back in 2005. While nearly 90% of American kids were living with both mom and dad back in the 1960s, this latest uptick is encouraging. IFS spokesman Nicholas Zill tells the Christian Post, quote, "There seem to be growing numbers of young adults who realize the benefits of marriage for their children." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, the Pope is not backing down on his order that Catholic priests bless same-sex civil unions. Now, appearing on an Italian talk show, the Pontiff doubled down and insisted the Lord blesses everyone. His order has sparked a number of remarkable bits of opposition from church leaders worldwide. This is SRN News. With the Iowa caucuses now behind them, GOP candidates, of course, preparing for New Hampshire. University of New Hampshire political science professor Dante Scala says voters in the state are very educated.
New Hampshire voters have been screening candidates for the past year, and they like to date. They like to see who's out there and so forth. But now is the time when it's commitment time. Now's the time when we're going to marry somebody.
He says the campaign speeches in New Hampshire will not be about social issues.
What you'll hear a lot of over the next several days are fiscal issues, taxes, deficits. You'll hear about the border. Immigration will be a key issue that is discussed over and over again.
More details at SRNnews.com.